Israel to file complaint against CNN claim British/Israeli deep family members killed in a shootout. By Simon Kent on May 18, 2023. CNN is to receive a formal letter of complaint from Israel after host Christiane Amanpour claimed murdered members of the Holiday Inn Deif family were killed in a shootout. The mother and two Israel-British sisters, they were killed in a shootout, Amanpour said in her report, seemingly implying there was a two-way exchange of gunfire rather than a Palestinian terror attack on unarmed civilians. The Israeli Foreign Ministry confirmed it is working on a complaint to the broadcaster after a source saw a draft of the letter. The Jerusalem Post reported. As Breitbart News set out, 48-year-old mother of five Lucy D and her two daughters were on a holiday drive through northern Samaria to visit the city of Tiberias on the Sea of Galilee when terrorist gunmen ambushed their car, forcing it off the road and then raking it with bullets. D's daughters Maya, 20, and Rena, 15, were killed in the attack while their mother died later in hospital. Israel was quick to move and eliminate the three terrorists responsible. Two suspects in the killings were identified as members of terrorist group Hamas, while a third man accused of helping them were killed in a joint operation in the West Bank city of Nablus by the army, police and Shin Bet security service. Israeli troops recovered two M16 rifles and an AK-47 from the apartment where the terrorists were holed up. D was laid to rest just 2 days after her daughters were buried in another emotional funeral. Rabbi Leo D, husband and father of the victims, told Media Watchdog Honest reporting on Tuesday he demands an apology from CNN. This is the perfect example of terror journalism, where you have moral equivalence between the terrorist and victim, D said, according to the Post report. This type of journalism perpetuates the conflict in the Middle East, he added. The real cycle of violence is a comment like this followed by a terrorist atrocity and then more of the same. CNN is yet to respond to the call for an apology and correction to the original report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.